Happy Motivation Monday, Kings and Queens. Welcome back to FM Sounds, my podcast. It's Miss Fern. I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in. New listeners, welcome. Thank you so much for tuning in. You guys, I'm sure you can hear the excitement in my voice. It's the Monday before Thanksgiving. Yes, Thanksgiving is in just a few days. That's why I titled this podcast, A Personal Moment of Thanks. So I want to start with asking you this. What does Thanksgiving mean to you? Yes, you. What does Thanksgiving mean to you? To some people, it's a time to eat some good food with tons of family, friends, having fun, laughing, and being happy. It's a time of the year where you cook. You may even have a cook-off. You may participate in a turkey bowl. I know lots of people play football around this time of the year for fun after eating some good food. To some, perhaps, that don't have family or many friends, it may be a time where they aren't as excited, or some have lost their loved ones and only have memories, so it may no longer be a happy time of the year for them. I encourage you, kings and queens, this Thanksgiving, to take just a personal moment to give thanks. You're probably like, Fern, I give thanks each and every day. I give thanks every Thanksgiving. But I'm going to elaborate on this a little bit. Regardless of if this time of the year is your favorite or not, I know that we all have something to be thankful for. So take advantage of the moments you endure this Thanksgiving. For those of you that have kids, maybe you have small kids right now, they will be grown before you know it. So just enjoy this time and make some memories. When you're with your family, whether you have a big family or a small family, take the time to tell them how much you appreciate them, because we are not promised tomorrow. When you're with your spouse this Thanksgiving, your girlfriend, your boyfriend, your husband, your wife, your significant other, be thankful for them. Of course, you're thankful for them through thick and thin, but let them know that you are thankful for them and why. It's so important, you guys. The same goes for your parents, your coworkers, your extended family, your friends, your business partners, your customers. Do me a favor and don't take this season of Thanksgiving for granted. It literally just takes a moment to tell someone how much you love them, how much you care, and how much you appreciate them. And it goes a long way, my kings and queens. I also want to say this. If you are not where you want to be at this Thanksgiving, let's say you want a family, or you want kids, or you want to be at a certain place in your life, but you are not there yet. And I say yet, because I know it's coming, and you know it's coming too. So let's say you're not there yet. Give thanks to God anyway. He brought you this far, and you won't be where you are for long. So cherish it. Give thanks, because you may want to be somewhere else in your life at this time, but trust me when I say there are several that want to be thankful for what you have. I hope you caught that. I'm going to say it again. You may want to be somewhere else in your life at this time, but trust me when I say there are several that want to be thankful for what you have. So don't take anything for granted, please. Take these two scriptures with you throughout this week as you reflect, have fun, eat good, and as you give thanks. The first scripture I want to share is Philippians 4, verse 6. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. That's Philippians 4, 6. I also want to read Psalm 100, verse 4. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. To all of my kings and queens that are listening, thank you so much for tuning in. I am truly thankful for the support I receive from each and every one of you since I started this podcast back in May. I thank God for you and for allowing us to be connected in this way. Have an amazingly blessed Thanksgiving. Eat well, rest well, have fun, and make memories. As always, I will see you at the top because the bottom is way too full. Have a blessed one, and I will talk to you guys soon. Thank you.